With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Commissioner Cooper, and you're waking up with TSS Fantasy.
It's a beautiful morning.
It's Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy. It's Commissioner Cooper, and it's time.
How the fuck you got me up this damn early, Jason?
It's time. Greg, you are up this early because you're waking up with TSS Fantasy. Welcome aboard, everyone. We appreciate you waking up with us. Busy NFL day, so let's get this introduction started. Welcome into the studio, Justin Jesus Herrera.
Yeah, we're pushing those clocks back, so that means that you get an extra hour of sleep. You're prepared. You're ready to go for this fantasy game, this clutch Fantasy Weeks 9, and we are ready to go here at TSS Fantasy. We got our rankings up at TSSFantasy.com. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to hit that subscribe button because you know you love us. You know you love what we bring to the table, and you're going to want to hear more of it. And then when you're done with that, hit that notifications bell because you're going to want to hear about our shows going forward. Guys, I'm locked and loaded. This is my turnaround week. Some of my worst teams are looking good and juicy for the stretch. I'm looking for the playoffs, man. I want some playoff mentality going into this week.
It is playoffs. We're getting to that time, my friend. You are right, hit it right on the head. Let's welcome also into the studio, Greg OJ, the Juice is Loose Mayor.
Good morning, fellas. This is what, week 9, and I love it. Waking up early on Sunday, getting ready for football with 1 hour extra. But I got a question. What's the over-under that Freddie's going to get his picks right today? Mikey Betts. What's the over-under?
I would say that's really, really low, Greg, for sure. All right, let's welcome into the – speaking of the jester, welcome into the studio, Ebenezer Scrooge, Fred the Jester Reyes.
Yay! This is it, the final push. A lot of people are making that final, that fantasy football final push. They need to make some trades. They need to make some moves. Listen to us. Listen to the waiver wires. We got everything for you. Big football week. Let's go.
Yeah, big football week. Fred hit it on the head. Like, look, this is Bye-mageddon, call whatever you want to call it, week with a lot of buys and a crucial week. So a lot of guys that you can pick up, start. I'm even in a few situations myself. Got to find something on the wire. That's why we're here with you. So, again, as Justin alluded to, hit that subscribe button. Go to TSS Fantasy. Shop and compare our rankings. Also, today, while you're at it, go to Underdog Fantasy. Use the promo code TSS. We'll double your deposit up to $100, crazy enough. And they have such great contests on during, you know, these daily contests I play every week. I never win anything, but they're really fun. So make sure you go check those out. I got it. It's like when you do their daily picks, you can do like you can make your score go up higher. And I always end up going like picking five things and I end up always just getting like one right. But, you know, maybe I'll do two or three and maybe I'll win something this time. All right, guys, you know why we do that? Because we are the fantasy show of the people. The people on mute. All right, let's get our weather started for the day.
I thought you were about to trip.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day.
This isn't just snow. This is flurries. It's coming down, and it clearly affected Matthew Stafford.
Not going to be any snow today, but some interesting weather as far as wind is concerned. Dome games today, so if you got kickers on these teams, you're A-OK. You got the Chargers at Atlanta, Green Bay at Detroit, Seahawks at Arizona, and Monday night, Baltimore at New Orleans. So if you have kickers in any one of those, you don't have to necessarily worry about weather affecting the kicks. Some of these other games, we'll start with America's team going to Chicago today. It's 57 degrees, partly cloudy. Winds 16 miles an hour, though. It rained a lot yesterday there. Very windy as well. So, again, this may affect kickers, may affect these passing games a little bit. So you may see a little more Raheem Mostert, Khalil Herbert, David Montgomery in these ball games than maybe anticipated. Carolina at Cincinnati, 69 degrees clear. Winds are 10 miles an hour. Indy at New England, 72 degrees, overcast, winds 14 miles an hour. So it starts to get up there a little bit, so you want to watch your kickers there. Buffalo at New York, pretty much the same weather, 72 degrees, also overcast, 10-mile-an-hour winds reported there, so not as high of a wind factor. Minnesota at Washington, 75 degrees, overcast, and 11-mile-an-hour winds there. Las Vegas at Jacksonville, 77 degrees, partly cloudy, and winds 10-mile-an-hour. The Rams going to Tampa Bay, it's 83 degrees, mostly cloudy, said very humid, and 10-mile-an-hour winds, so something to look out for there. Then finally, the night game, Titans at the Chiefs, 52 degrees, it's clear sky, 6-mile-an-hour winds, so for this night game, nothing will be affected. It'll be a fun game to watch for sure in the evening. All right, well, that's the weather report. Let's get to the good stuff, get to the injuries. We got our guy Brian Scott from the injury list, coming in. It's the injured list. I don't know why I was messing that up. My bad. Welcome into the studio, Brian Scott. We appreciate seeing you here on week 9. Welcome in, my friend.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. I know, again, it's crucial time, like we were talking about earlier. Give us some of these guys that are out, maybe some of these guys that might be out. I know we got some game time decisions as well. Let us know what you got.
Yeah, well, let me just start by saying I'm glad I don't have to talk about Keenan Allen this week since I think the Chargers are on a bye, right?
No, the Chargers are not on a bye, but he's out anyway, so there's really not much to talk about other than he's out, unfortunately.
Well, one of those guys that you talk about when he's in. Chargers are down another wide receiver. He had a high ankle sprain in the fourth quarter against the Seahawks 2 weeks ago. Expected to miss 4 weeks. Sounds optimistic. We'll have to see how he does. I'm not sure that's an accurate time frame, but we'll see. Good news, Cordarrelle Patterson's actually active, and I think we should see him this weekend. He's been on IR since week 4, had a small arthroscopic surgery, didn't have any major setbacks. I think he'll be active and playing, so that's a good news for the Falcons. Chuba Hubbard for the Panthers is out. He's dealing with an ankle sprain since week 7. Jamar Chase, we know that's a big story. He's out with a hip. Alan Lazard, dealing with a shoulder issue, has been listed as questionable. Reports are now saying that he's going to play. He's been limited in practice since the injury and missed, I think, last week because of that. But we should see him. I'm not sure how effective he's going to be and if he's going to be a limited role or not, but should be playing. Jonathan Taylor is going to be out, re-aggravated an ankle injury that he had a few weeks ago, missed 2 weeks, came back for 2 weeks, then re-aggravated this past weekend. The week before. So this is going to be the second game out. So not good news there for Jonathan Taylor, but they're saying he's not going on IR. So we'll see how he does. We could see him back as early as next week, but hard to say. Devontae Parker, Patriots, he is going to be out with the knee sprain. Not sure how long. They have a bye next week, so at least for the next 2 weeks, and then they might be able to get him back the following week. It sounds like it's not too significant. They did an MRI, no structural damage there. Corey Davis, the Jets wide receiver, is going to be out. They are hopeful to get him back after their bye week next week. So, again, a lot of guys use the bye weeks now to their advantage to kind of get players healthy. So keep that in mind when you're looking at your rosters. Good news is Cooper Kupp's going to be playing. Not a severe ankle injury. He's a pretty tough dude. Takes care of himself quite well. So we should see him back in action. Kyren Williams, high ankle sprain. He's out and has been sent to IR now. So out minimum 4 weeks. Good chance is he might be out for the remainder of the season, just given the timing of everything. So not good news there for the Rams with their running back situation. Ryan Tannehill, apparently he's going to be traveling with the team. I would not be surprised if he suits up. This could be a true game time decision, but if he does suit up, we might see him still in a limited backup role. He's had some limited practices, but also had his ankle heavily wrapped. So, you know, if anybody could tough it out, it'd be Ryan Tannehill. The guy like has missed like zero time up until recently here. So we could be seeing Malik Willis again. Gus Edwards, he's listed as doubtful, but it sounds like he's not playing. Tweaked a hamstring a couple weeks ago. They have a week 10 bye coming up, so I don't think they're going to risk it given his injury history coming off the ACL. We'll probably not see him this weekend. Same thing with Mark Andrews. He's also listed as doubtful, and they're saying that he's probably not going to play, dealing with a shoulder and the knee injury. So again, this could be one of those game time decisions, but the most recent reports are saying he's probably out. We know the story about Rashad Bateman. That was a big blow to a lot of fantasy football owners. unfortunately, I kind of had something. I saw it coming down the road because it just didn't make sense. The reports we were hearing about his foot sprain. So he had a Lisfranc injury. He's going to be out with season ending surgery. Mark Ingram, the Saints receiver, is out for a couple weeks. He's got an MCL sprain. Michael Thomas, we heard that story too. Man, the Saints just keep getting hit hard with the injuries. Now he's gone for the season. Commanders wide receiver Jahan Dotson is going to be out again. The hamstring injuries, he's been out 4 weeks now, I think, and keeps aggravating it when he tries to come back, so that's not good news for him. We should see James Conner suit up. It's going to be probably a true game-time decision. They're saying they're going to see how he feels in warm-ups. He did get some limited practices in, but as we spoke about, I think in some other shows, he's had limited practices even last week and then didn't play. So could truly be a game time decision. If he does suit up, we might see him in a limited role, depending on how he feels. Christian Watson is officially listed as questionable, but I'm not sure he actually got cleared from the concussion protocol. He did practice during the week in a limited role. But was like non-contact red jersey thing. So I'm not sure where he's at in the concussion protocol. My guess is one more week, possibly. I don't know if he's actually been cleared. Logan Thomas has been activated. He's been removed from the injury report, so he should be back in action. And I think that's pretty much the big names this week. If you guys have any other questions, open up the panel for discussion.
Greg's ready.
I'm not sure if you mentioned James Robinson, because I've been hearing reports that he's out, but then I heard reports that he's questionable. So I'm not sure if he's going to play, but you know, I heard he's dealing with like knee soreness or something.
He hasn't popped up on my radar, so it could be nothing serious. I haven't heard of any injuries that he sustained. It could just be one of those things where maybe this, you know, he's a veteran, so it could just be like one of those chronic issues he's dealing with, and they just had to list him on the injury report, but he hasn't popped up on my radar, so I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. What about Alan Lazard? I don't know if you mentioned him. I see that he's questionable as well.
Yeah, I did mention him. He's got this shoulder thing that they had talked about, and then they said that he's going to try and play through the pain. Sounds like he probably had some type of AC joint sprain or something. The most recent reports are they're now saying he's going to play. You know, they're pretty banged up at the position and they need all the help they can get. So I think we might see him. I don't know how effective he's going to be. It depends on how recovered he is, but he has been limited for quite a while in practices leading up to this weekend. So I'm not sure we're going to see him at 100%, but we might see him.
Sticking with that game, how about the Watson and his coming through the concussion protocol? Do you think he'll be able to play? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. So, you know, he was limited in practice. He did participate in some non-contact drills, but I haven't officially heard if he's been cleared from the concussion protocol. So I was skeptical that he's going to play because I just don't know if he's actually cleared. I was thinking maybe one more week. But he was involved in light team drills late this week.
So, Brian Robinson has a knee. What does it say? What type of knee injury? So that's what popped up. And Greg, just as of 5:13 a.m. this morning from ESPN, they are saying that he's still a game time decision. However, they are optimistic that he is going to play today. So just to throw that.
Yeah, you'll see that from time to time with some of these older veteran guys. They'll pop up on an injury report last minute or late in the week. It's probably just some, you know, chronic kind of soreness and stuff like that he's dealing with. It doesn't sound like it's anything serious.
Might have swelled up on him a little and whatnot. So yeah, just taking it easy on the vet. Plus, especially against this nasty Bills D they're about to face today. All right, Brian. Well, we appreciate you coming in. It's going to be a busy week 9. So I'm sure we'll keep you nice and busy for week 10. Let everyone know where they can follow, subscribe, and get all your great stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty active on Twitter at host Brian Scott, Facebook and Instagram, The Injured List Podcast, my website, theinjuredlist.com. I've got a couple articles out on a weekly basis, some new ones that dropped last week and this week on the Belly Up Fantasy website, so you can check those out. I'm working on a follow-up article to how you can decipher the injury reports and injury lists, trying to get that one out, hopefully, if not this week, then maybe next week.
Oh, I like that. That'll be a good one for a lot of people. All right, Brian, we appreciate you. We'll send you out, and we're going to hear our plug of the week from Jay. Appreciate you, Brian.
All right, take care, guys.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Jay the Plug here with his plug of the week. Quarterback position, Justin Fields. Yeah, he's getting better every game and a lot more confident. He is definitely in the top 10 QBs the rest of the season.
What?
Running back, Kenyon Drake. Gus Edwards, hurt again. Not sure if he's going to get any snaps this week. All I know is Kenyon Drake is definitely a great pass catcher out of the backfield and will score another touchdown. Put Kenyon Drake in the lineup.
Seriously, come on, do it. Do it.
Will you stop with that? That voice makes you sound crazy.
Wide receiver, Josh Palmer. Talked to Austin Eckler, this guy, just the other day, and he said that if you can get Josh Palmer in your lineups, make sure you grab him. If he is available, get him, because Mike Williams hurt again. So, Josh Palmer. Tight end position, Isaiah Likely. He is likely to score quite a few points. Shut up. Anyway, those are my plugs of the week. Let's go.
Plug it in, plug it in.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jay's plugs of the week. Hope you wrote those down. Plug them in, as they say. All right. Well, it's our favorite time on our Sunday show. It's time for the mailbag.
You've got mail.
All right, let's start off the mailbag. Let's start with Fred this morning. Let's get Fred nice and worked up this morning. Let's go with it, because this one kind of speaks to you. This one's from Brees Lightning. He wants to know, Justin Herbert at Atlanta today or Tua at Chicago?
Oh, man. Well, I'm gonna go with Justin Herbert. I said Tua was gonna have it's gonna be a good game in Chicago. I don't think it's gonna be a blowout of any kind. I think Chicago's defense is gonna put it through, and I think they're gonna grind the ball and eat up the clock. So I am going with Herbert. Against Atlanta. I just think their defense is a little bit weaker, and I don't care if Mike Williams and Keenan Allen not there, he's still going to throw the ball around.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about this on the matchups. All right, let's go to Greg for this one. Pickens, my jockstrap. They want to know Justin Fields versus Miami or Kirk Cousins at Washington today.
Oof. You know, just like Jay said, Justin Fields has been coming on the last couple of weeks. He's been averaging around 20 points a game. Kirk Cousins, though, man, against Washington. Ooh. I love his weapons. But that Miami defense is tough. So I'm going to go with Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. Forgets.
Man, yeah, they just got Chubb. Their defense is getting there, bro. I'm going with
tougher
Cousins.
Than the Jets. All right, let's go to Justin on this one. Devontae's new car. It's Aaron Rodgers at Detroit or Tom Brady versus LA Rams.
Aaron Rodgers at Detroit. If you know, my star of the week is Aaron Rodgers this week, and it's because he loves to get right against Detroit. He has tortured them the past four games, not thrown an interception. He's been damn near perfect when it comes to battling Detroit, and Detroit's defense has not gotten better. So I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers this week against Detroit.
Okay, he might be feeling a little holy later as well. All right, let's go back to Fred here. This is from My Money Don't Jiggle Jiggle, It Folds, actually. It's Marcus Mariota versus the Chargers or Carr versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. I always forget his freaking first name, Derek.
Derek, David, they play the same.
Yeah, whatever. Derek, David, tomato, tomato. Fred, you're on mute, I think.
I said, hopefully I'm not on mute. I'm going to go with David Carr, man. Raiders cannot be this bad. There's no way possible with that much talent they're this bad. Jacksonville has been on a free fall lately. Don't believe in them at all. They had that good little start at the beginning of the year, but David Carr all day.
Yeah, could be a decent. I think that matchup's going to be pretty decent today with the Jags and the Raiders. Yeah. All right, let's go to Greg with Waddle Vision. It's Jared Goff versus Green Bay or Andy Dalton versus the Ravens.
This is easy for me. I'm going with Goff. I mean, with all the weapons and they're always behind, they're throwing the ball. Dalton facing Baltimore. They just got Roquan Smith. That secondary is coming around a little bit. So I'm going to go with Jared Goff.
All right, just so you know, Greg, the Packers are 6 versus fantasy quarterbacks, and the Ravens are 25th. So I think that's why the
But there's no Michael Thomas, there's no Jarvis Landry,
absolutely. Taysom Hill, let's go, bro. Tighten up. All right, let's go to Justin for this one. Three little Boyds. It's PJ Walker at Cincinnati or Mac Jones. Well, I guess at Indianapolis versus Indianapolis.
This feels like a narrative that we were pushing a couple weeks back. Mac Jones versus New England. I'm going to be the surprise one here. I'm going to go with PJ Walker. I think PJ Walker against Cincinnati. I've been talking all day long about it, all week long about it. You know, PJ Walker and the Carolina Panthers offer the same problems that Cleveland just offered Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's got to show that they can handle that. So I think PJ Walker has a better day than Mac Jones does.
Okay. I mean, now don't forget, PJ Walker was bailed out by that big Hail Mary last week. I mean, other than that, he was just having an okay day. But we'll see. We'll see if he comes improved. Bengals, pretty tough defense. All right, let's go to Fred. Sleeping with Cousins. It's how fitting. Deion Jackson at New England or Antonio Gibson versus Minnesota?
Well, I Antonio Gibson's been coming out lately. I see a lot of people trying to grab him up. I'm still going with Deion Jackson. I think Minnesota's pretty tough. Washington, just that's all they have. So Deion Jackson, Indy's trying to make that push to win the division, which I don't think they can, but at least the wild card. So I'm going to go with Deion Jackson at New England.
And don't forget Deion Jackson owners. This is for 1 week. So just so you're clear, I just want to make sure everyone who has him knows that it's going to be a 1 week thing.
Maybe two. We don't know.
let's go on to Greg. This one actually was from Twitter. Got this one late last night. I want to make sure I answer him. Yeezy68. They want to know if they should trade AJ Brown for DeAndre Swift. Didn't say if it was PPR or not, but it's an interesting question.
That's what I was wondering, if it's PPR or not.
Did not say so, but give me an answer for standard and PPR.
But my thing is, you know, who do you have as your other receivers or who you have as your other running backs? And Swift's been off injured, and Jamal Williams has been getting a lot of the goal line carries. I would hold on to A.J. Brown in both of these because Hurts looks for him, and he's been feasting the last couple of games. So I would hold on to A.J. Brown unless you're desperate for a running back. You know, try to do a 2-for-1. That's going around a lot.
I know. It's funny how people do crazy things like that. All right, let's go on to the next one. Justin, this is for you. Go do your Landry. Let me get it up here. It's Michael Carter versus Buffalo or A.J. Dillon at Detroit.
Once again, if you've been listening to TSS Fantasy, I've been pushing that pack stack. A.J. Dillon against Detroit, you got to get it right. You got to do it. If it's PPR, I would maybe consider Carter because he gets the catches. But in standard, A.J. Dillon all day long. Michael Carter is going to have a tough time against Buffalo's run defense.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough matchup. I mean, all the Jets are going to have a tough matchup today. Let's go to Fred for this one. This is also a Twitter question we got late. Chris Neff's best friend. You want to know Raheem Mostert at Chicago or Khalil Herbert versus Miami?
This is good. I like them both, man.
Yeah, good question.
This is a good question. Yeah, I actually traded for Herbert this week, so I got to go with what I know. So I'm going to go with Herbert versus Miami, even though they did get Nick Chubb. Hopefully he runs on to the other side of the ball. But Miami's defense is not impressive yet. I would like to see what happens with Nick Chubb, but so we'll find out.
So just question, do you have Herbert in your starting lineup today?
I do.
Okay, you better train me, Deion Jackson. All right, let's go to Greg on this one. Big Dak Energy, Deonta Foreman at Cincinnati or Leonard Fournette versus the Rams?
Oof. This is a good one. I'm going Fournette over Foreman. I mean, I know Chubba Hub is not playing, but I just like Fournette's chances in the red zone. He can get a dump off for a touchdown or run it in for a touchdown. And it's not the same Rams defense that we're used to. So I think this is a get-it-right game for Leonard Fournette. So I'm going to go with Fournette this week.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this matchup in a little bit. Man, what an interesting game this is today. I think, Justin, you brought it up, like, you know, how Fox, this is their only game at 4 o'clock today, game of the week, and interesting records. But coming in, like I said, whoever loses this particular matchup today is going to be in some deep trouble. So this is going to be a fun game to watch. All right, let's go to Justin on this one. Chris Kinshaw, he needs two. Tyler Lockett, Terry McLaurin, Devin Duvernay, or Josh Palmer?
Oh, man. All right, so
he's got a nice little he's from the UK, and he brought up, he said, yeah, he actually has Chase. I forget the other guy. He had two good guys that are actually injured right now, too. So I was like, wow, he did a really good job in this league.
Yeah, he definitely did. I think I'm going to go with McLaurin, and I'm going to go with the mystery of Josh Palmer. McLaurin's been absolutely fire since Heineke's taken over. Mm-hmm. And Josh Palmer, I mean, nothing but upside. I mean, you're the only guy there. They're sure they're going to feed it to Austin Ekeler, but he's going to be, you know, the main wide receiver threat. So I'm going to go with McLaurin and Palmer. And, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I went Lockett and Palmer, and I said I'd bring it up on the show because, you know, and of course everyone's going to have their own spin. So we both agree on Palmer. Just Tyler Lockett versus McLaurin. You're totally right. He's been on fire. That's why I just anticipate it coming down a little bit today. You know what I mean? Just kind of even things out. Tyler Lockett, hopefully this could be a big fantasy bonanza matchup, although last time didn't pay off to what we thought it was going to be.
It was definitely a tough one. I was thinking Lockett too, but then I was thinking McLaurin is like the guy there, and then he just had this big heater of a day, so I was like, maybe they're going to roll with that momentum.
He's had two straight good weeks. Yeah, so definitely you're not wrong either way. Fred, let's go to you on this one. Dak and cheese and Pollard greens. He needs one. Adam Thielen at Washington, Robert Woods at KC, Allen Robinson at Tampa Bay, or Alan Lazard at Detroit?
Oh, man. Let me see here. I don't like Robert Woods at KC. I'm doing process of elimination. I don't like Allen Robinson at Tampa. I think Tampa wins this game today. So I'm going to go with Adam Thielen today against Washington. I think Minnesota, if I'm correct, it's well, either way, I don't like Washington's defense. I think they're just going to keep up with Minnesota for about half the game. But I definitely think Adam Thielen is going to have a big game today when they press on Justin Jefferson.
I like Lazard today against Detroit a little better, but it's like I said, that's
with that injury. I'm scared. I'm like, Lazard.
You're not wrong again. Not wrong on that either, because he could come in and then, you know, take him right out, and then he's not worth nothing to you. All right, let's go to Greg on this one. This is too a little, too a late. It's Darnell Mooney versus Miami or Garrett Wilson versus Buffalo.
It's easy for me. We'll go with Garrett Wilson. Because they're going to be behind. They got to throw the ball. They're going to have to throw the ball.
Oh, that sounds ugly.
It's a tough matchup either way you look at it. But Garrett Wilson put up 100 yards last week with the Jets being down. And that's the number one receiver. You can see it. So who is Zach Wilson going to look for when they're down? They're playing Buffalo. They're going to be down. Have you seen the spread? It's 11.5. They're going to be throwing the ball. Garrett Wilson.
Sounds good. I like it. This is for Justin. Can you digs it, sucker? This is, you need one for the flex. Raheem Mostert at Chicago, Gabriel Davis versus the Jets, or Christian Kirk versus the Raiders.
Well, if you want to be the five time, I didn't say it five times, champion of your league, I would say the safe bet will be to flex Mostert. And if you want a little upside, go ahead and flex Kirk, because I think that the Las Vegas defense is just absolutely atrocious right now. You know, they're missing their number one corner. This seems like a Kirk get right game, but I'm a safe type of guy unless I'm down by a lot. So I would go Mostert in this one.
All right, let's go to my stepbrother here, Fred. Catalina wine mix in. I need one flex here. Amon St. Brown versus Green Bay. Christian Olave versus the Ravens or Jamal Williams versus the Packers?
Well, as soon as I seen the names, I knew who I wanted to pick, because I think Greg said it earlier. When you're down like Detroit, like Jared Goff, you're going to have to keep throwing the ball. So I think Amon St. Brown is in for a big day today. I think this might be actually a pretty good fantasy football game back and forth.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the Packers D plays today. This the Detroit offense, you know, is on and popping. So we'll find out today, see what Aaron Rodgers is really made of today. Let's go to Greg on my only fan page. It's Devin Singletary versus the Jets. Deion Jackson again at New England, or Curtis Samuel versus Minnesota.
Well, Fred and Jace is going to like my pick on this one. I'm going to go with Deion Jackson, man. He's the only running back in Indianapolis right now. And the last time he started, I think he had over 20 points in PPR and 18 points in standard. So he does get the ball. They do feature him. So that Jets defense is going to be tough against Singletary. Curtis Samuel, So I'm going to go with Deion Jackson.
There you go. Okay. I like that. I like that. Again, you know, New England going to be a tough make the trade, bro. Make this 1 week, Freddie. 1 week, bro. One freaking week.
Freddie, ask for more.
Right, exactly. I mean, what else does he need for a 1 week rental? All right, let's move on. Strong cup of juju, something Greg needs this morning. Talking about, this is for Justin, one for the flex. Joshua Palmer at Atlanta, Romeo Doubs at Detroit, or David Montgomery versus Miami.
Josh Palmer. Romeo Doubs is a nice idea, but I don't know. If Lazard is back, it's probably going to be Lazard all day long. And Palmer is the number one there. So you always go with the guy who's just got the number one. He's got a good quarterback. And Atlanta's got a weak secondary, so I'm going to go with Palmer on this one.
Yeah, I think with the Packers, it's just like you're not really sure which guy's going to step up today. With the Chargers, really don't have any other options. So, I mean, that's a good choice there for sure. All right, let's go to Fred on this one. Waller, if you hear me, one for the flex. Devin Duvernay at New Orleans, MVS versus Tennessee, or Isaiah Likely at New Orleans.
Let me see. Scantling, Tennessee, Duvernay. No Rashad Bateman. I think he's going to be the number one for the rest of the year. There's really nothing else. I like him a lot. I really, really do. Scandling is intriguing because they're going against Tennessee. That's a really big game. Of course, Mahomes. But I'm going to start Duvernay today.
Yeah, you know, interesting matchup. I think Nick brought it up, too, that they give Duvernay a lot of end-arounds to the goal line. So, again, not a bad flex option for sure. We got a live comment here. Let's go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say likely because if Andrews is out, I mean, shit, likely had a field day last time Andrews was out.
Right, and they line him up also in the slot. I mean, we've talked about him on Friday. I mean, I think he's a smash today. Live comment here for Greg. It's from Jacob Andrew. He needs two in PPR, Swift, Patterson, Herbert, or Deion Jackson.
Well, I like Deion. Definitely like Deion. Swift, they're going to limit him this week. So I'm scared. I'm really trying to hold off on Swift. And Cordero's just coming off an injury. So I'm going to go with Deion and Khalil Herbert this week.
Okay. Like that. Jacob, thank you so much for chiming in. Appreciate you there. All right, let's go to
I got both there.
Yeah. Hopefully not for long. Let's go to Justin on this one. Hyde and Zeke, one in the flex. Moore versus Seattle, DeAndre Swift versus Green Bay, or Kenyon Drake at New Orleans.
Oh, man, I don't know about this one. See, my thing with DeAndre Swift is even if he's limited, he's a good play. Because the last time he was limited, he still had a touchdown, a receiving touchdown, and he still ran the ball. If you give this guy any sort of chances, he can make something happen. But
it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rondale Moore. If in PPR, if this is PPR, true PPR, I'm going to go with Rondale Moore because this guy will get 8 catches a game, 60 yards, and if he lands in the touchdown, that's just a cherry on top right there. Seattle has... They're going to be hyper-focusing on DeAndre Hopkins this week. Nobody's been able to stop him, so I guarantee you they're going to try and bracket him this week, leaving Rondale Moore across the field, screens, whatever. They're going to get him his touches in this one. I'm going to go with Rondale Moore on this one.
All right, like that. Let's go to Fred for this one. It hurts when I pee. This is either it's Tyler Higbee at Tampa Bay, or Taysom Hill versus the Ravens.
Man, I don't like either one of these players today. Oh, my God. I don't. I wouldn't start neither. Let me see.
One's on Monday.
Okay. Still wouldn't start him. I'm going to go out Tyler Higbee against Tampa. Let me stop. Taysom Hill ain't got nothing over there. All right, let's go with Taysom Hill. It's a shot in the dark. Even though I don't like the boom or bust player, I said that the other day, I hate boom or bust players. But you don't have Michael Thomas and a couple of receivers. So let's start Taysom Hill, but I do not start him with confidence.
Okay, not very confident in his pick there. Let's go to Greg for this one. His little red Fournette. Bengals at Carolina or Colts at New England?
I'm going to go with the Bengals. I'm going to go with the Bengals because Carolina, I mean, as much, like you said, Jason, earlier, P.J. Walker only got, you know, that last Hail Mary at the end of the game. Carolina's been playing tough, but it's P.J. Walker. There's no Chuba Hubbard. They're only relying on D.J. Moore, really. So, in New England, they're going to run it down the Colts' throat, bro. Ramon Stevenson, they may feature that rookie wide receiver. I forgot his name. But I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
Cincinnati is it. I like it. All right. Well, it's time to get paid on your Sunday mornings to get your notepad and everything out because we got our boy in, man. He has been money so far. We'll talk about it in a second. Let's bring him in. It's Mikey Betts. Get your notepads ready because he is in the car today, ladies and gentlemen. So you know it's a money day. Welcome into the studio, Mikey Beth. Welcome in, my brother.
What's up, guys? How's everyone doing?
Doing great.
It's the car, friend.
And he's got Duncan. Oh, boy. Bro, definitely get your pens out because it is.
No, that's Starbucks.
I forgot you switched.
Yeah.
He's high class now.
Indeed. All right, let's look at Mikey Betts. Let's look at what he did for week 8. Week 8 for him. He was 9-1 and prop bets 17-5 total overall. So a big week last week. Let's get to his season. Overall, 120-50. Like I said, you are getting paid on this show. All right, let's bring him in. Mikey Betts, give us your big bets of the week.
All right, let's. Hey, is my mic messed up or no?
You're just having a little bit of an echo, but when we talk. So I'll mute when I'm talking. That's what we'll do.
Okay. All right. Okay, guys. So I have. I love the board this week. I absolutely love the board. I love the player props. So we'll just get right into it. We're going to go with the first game is going to be Packers Lions. We're going to go Jared Goff over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Robert Tonyan over 30.5 receiving yards. Aaron Jones over 61.5 rushing yards. Jamal Williams, anytime touchdown score. The next game, we're going to go Washington versus Minnesota. Kirk Cousins over 254.5 passing yards, revenge game part two. And then Terry McLaurin on the other side of the ball over 64.5 receiving yards. Next game, I'm going to go Seahawks-Cardinals, Battle of the Birds. Over 262.5 passing yards for Kyler Murray. Over 61.5 receiving yards for Tyler Lockett. Next game, we're going to do Chris Godwin, or we're going to do Buccaneers versus the Rams. We're going to do Chris Godwin over 64.5 receiving yards. Also, we're going to go Mike Evans over 65.5 receiving yards. And then we're going to go to another game. We'll do Falcons at Chargers. Justin Herbert over 277.5 passing yards. And then Gerald Everett over 51.5 receiving yards. And then we're going to go to we're going to go to the game of the week, game of the year, maybe some might say. Bears are hosting the Miami Dolphins.
America's team.
Over 174.5 passing yards for Justin Fields. Over 46.5 rushing yards for David Montgomery. Over 24.5 receiving yards for Chase Claypool. Over 45.5 receiving yards for Darnell Mooney. And then I guess, you know what? I'll wait until we go through the games to give out my game props. So those are my only player props for today.
All right. Well, he said it. Let's get to the game picks of the week. Before we get that, I never question Mikey Betts, but anything over on Chicago, he's dead ass wrong today. Let's get to our picks.
Question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
All right, let's start with what we did in week 8. Look who is up and popping this last week. 11-4. Nick went 10-5. Greg went 10-5. Fred, you're actually lucky. I didn't take out your other games, or you'd be worse. You're also 10-5 and 9-6 for Jesus. For the season results, Fred's still up there, but Nick and Justin are one game behind. I'm only two game behind, and Greg, well, you know, you got a lot.
I'm coming, baby. It ain't over. I'm coming.
I got a lot of work to do. All right, well, let's start with Greg anyway. Speaking of he's coming, let's go to the Colts at New England. Patriots lead the series 52-30. Patriots won 8 out of the last 9. The Colts last one actually last year, 27-17. Patriots are favored by 5. The over-under is 40.5. Who you like, Greg?
I like the Pats. I mean, Bill Belichick against young quarterbacks makes them see ghosts. Right, so I'm gonna go with the Patriots on this one. I like they're gonna run the ball with Ramondre. I think Mac Jones is gonna have a big game. I just don't see it from the Colts this week. And like I said, Belichick knows how to coach against young quarterbacks.
Sam Ehlinger will be seeing dead people apparently. Okay, Fred, what say you?
I say Indy. I think Indy needs it more. They need to win more. They do. They're a good team. They're right behind. They already lost to Tennessee twice. I just think Indy beats them this week, straight up.
I don't know if they need it more. The New England in this tough AFC East, bro. They need every game they can get. So, but yeah, but either way, hey, it's your pick. All right, let's go, Mikey. Who you got?
I'm going with I'm going with the Patriots. I'm ready to rock and roll with the Patriots. I can't trust the Colts. They stink. So let's go Patriots.
Dang. All right. I like that. Let's go to Justin. Who are you liking this one?
Patriots all the way.
Yeah, I like Patriots as well. It makes Fred our lone wolf on this one, which is great.
And that's why I'm the best.
Because we need to catch up, so we appreciate it. Speaking of the best, let's go to the Green Bay at Detroit game. Packers lead the series 105-73-7. They split the series last year. Lions won 37-30. Packers won 35-17. Packers are favored by 3, and the over-under is 49.5. Fred, what say you?
Packers all day. We've been preaching it all week. It should be a big win. Let's go, Pack.
Yeah, yeah, we've said it all week long. If Aaron Rodgers and this Packers offense don't step up now, God knows when it's going to. Mikey, who you like?
I'm sorry, who did you say?
Green Bay at Detroit.
This game, I don't know. I'm going to go with the Packers, but I don't want either team to win. So there you go.
All right, well, fair enough. I mean, being a Bears fan, we can appreciate that. Justin, what say you? Who you like?
Mikey, wouldn't you want the Lions to win? Because then I would push the Pack even further back. I'm going to go with the Packers on this one.
All right, Packers all day. Greg, what do you like?
I like the Packers, man. I just – this is it for Aaron Rodgers. It's do or die. You know, hopefully Lazard plays, but it's on Green Bay this week, baby. They got to step up.
Keep saying that comeback game is going to happen for the Packers. Hopefully it happens today because we keep talking about it. We all like the Pack today. All right, let's go to our – excuse me, our next matchup, Chargers at Atlanta. The Falcons lead this series 8-3. Interesting enough. Last time they played was in 2020. The Chargers won 20-17. Chargers are favored by 4.5, or excuse me, Chargers are favored by 3, and the over-under is 49.5. Justin, what say you? Who you like?
What was this one, the Chargers and the Falcons?
Yes, sir.
Let's go with the Chargers on this one. Another get-right type of game. They got to keep pace in that AFC West, so I'm going to go with the Chargers taking away this game.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, like I said, I think it's going to be a very interesting matchup, you know, with the Chargers very limited. Austin Eckler is going to be a great smash start today. Greg, what say you?
I got Chargers. Like you said, Eckler, and I think a big game from Everett also. I mean, I know we talk about Palmer, but Everett has shown up for Herbert in a lot of games, so I'm going with the Chargers.
Yeah, he really has. Nick mentioned him on Friday as well. Fred, what say you?
I'm going with the Chargers. I don't see Atlanta winning, even if it's at home. I think the Chargers one's another team that really needs this win.
Gotcha. Mikey Betts, how about you, my friend?
I'm going to go with the Chargers -3, and I also feel like I'm a prisoner with my mic muted because I couldn't respond to Justin. But, Lions, I don't want them to win because I can't have the Lions beat them before the Bears beat them. That's embarrassing.
We all like the Chargers today. Sorry to keep you prisoner in there. Just a big echo there on the car, so my bad on that. We'll definitely bring you in when you need to say something. I got you, bro. All right, let's go back to Greg. The Bills and the Jets. Interesting game today. Bills lead this series 67-56. The Bills actually have won four in a row. Last year they swept them twice, obviously 2 years in a row. 27-10 and 45-17 last year. Bills are favored by 11. The over-under is 46. Greg, who do you like?
Why would you give me this game? Why don't you give it to like
Justin? You're a Jets fan, so you are Fred, like either one.
Buffalo. Buffalo, but it hurts. But Zach Wilson is 1-5 against the division, bro. Damn.
Yeah, he's limited. They
won a game against who?
Miami.
Oh, my bad.
Oh yeah, that's the only. That's the only one you'll win all year, so just keep harping on your Super Bowl. All right, Fred, who you like?
Oh, this is sad, man. I'm going with Buffalo. I don't want to give too much analysis. They just have a better talent, better team, man.
I got to come up with a little, like, video for when the Homer guys go against their own teams. I'm
really?
Like,
really,
fan
Jason,
card
so really,
taken.
Really?
Fan
really.
Card taken. All right, let's go to Mikey. Who do you like in this one, sir?
Mikey, who do you like?
Jets plus 10.5. I'm taking Jets plus 10.5.
You got it with the points.
I actually like that. I was going to say that myself. And when I did do my pick, I am picking Bills. But like you said, I think that's a way too big of a margin in a divisional game, quite frankly. So I think they'll keep it a little closer. Justin, what say you?
Let's go with the Bills. Unfortunately, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, guys. That was the only love you were gonna get was from Mikey, bro. So that was about all you got. But hey, at least you got some love.
Whatever, Jason. Whatever.
A little is better than nothing. Whatever. All right, let's go to Fred. Minnesota at the Washington Commanders. Vikings lead the series 14-13. Last time we played was 2019. The Vikings won 19-0. Vikings by 3, and the over under is 43.5. Fred, what say you?
I'm going to pick Minnesota because I think this is where they start to assert their dominance in the division, and they're going to actually take it over right here. This is it's push time. So I'm going Minnesota all day. They're just more talented.
We got it. Before I go to Mikey on this, let's welcome our friend Brad. And nice new logo, my friend. Brad chiming in. The game of the week, Bears versus America's team, the Miami Dolphins. Appreciate you chiming in, Brad. They're going to get their ass whooped today. All right, Mikey, who you like in this matchup, though?
What was the matchup again?
I tell you, he's paying attention. Minnesota at Washington.
You know, I should be. I feel like Fred today. I'm going to take Washington -3.
Big in Washington and the spread. I like that. All right, Justin, what say you in this one?
It's Washington and it's the Vikings. I am going to go with the Vikings in this one. The Commanders, they're a nice little run, but the Vikings are actually serious. They got TJ Hawkinson. They're trying to make a playoff run.
Yeah, indeed. Let's see how much they use him today. I know that's been in a lot of everyone's minds today, how much usage Hawkinson's going to see. Washington, by the way, very good against fantasy tight ends. I think they're number one or close to it. Greg, what say you?
Vikings, too many weapons. This is going to be – but I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. So I'll just go with the Vikings.
I think we all agree we like the Vikings today. Should be an easy win for them, I think. All right, let's go to the Carolina at Cincinnati game. Panthers lead this series, believe it or not, 3-2-1. Panthers are – last time they played was 2018. They won 31-21. Bengals are favored by 7.5. The over-under is 42.5. Justin, what say you on this matchup?
Bengals. I'm going to go with the Bengals on this one. It's, Carolina, once again, a nice little story. But the Bengals have to win this division. They have to prove a point, and this is the game to do it. It's not going to be week 8. This is not your mother's week 8 where there's a bunch of big surprises. It's going to be a bunch of standard wins, and I think the Bengals are going to kick that off.
Might as well just call it Missionary Sunday. What do you say, Greg?
How can I follow that up? I like Cincinnati, man. Cincinnati, even though we know Jamar Chase, they still have enough weapons to beat Carolina. Carolina was selling off everything. So,
agreed. Right. They've been a big surprise after that McCaffrey trade, winning those games. So yeah, we'll see. Not winning, but they came close against Atlanta anyway. All right, Fred, what say you?
Yeah, Cincinnati's talented. Got better players. Higgins, Mixon, Burrow. They take the win.
Yeah, just like what we talked about the Minnesota Washington game. Bengals just have way more weapons. Mikey, what say you on this one?
Well, I hope I fixed my mic, but I'm gonna take the Bengals here.
All right. Well, we'll leave it on. Yeah, actually, I don't hear an echo. That's great.
All right, there we go.
You're the best. All right, so that's why you're in here, right? Mikey Betts, the best. Everyone liking the Bengals today. Again, Carolina, really good story. Bengals are just too good overall, I think, defensively and offensively for the Carolina Panthers. All right, let's go to the next matchup. We got the Raiders at Jacksonville. Jacksonville lead the series 5-4. Last time they played was 2019. The Jags won 20-16. Raiders by 2.5, and the over-under is 48. Greg, what say you on this one?
Like we've been talking about, like the Raiders have to get right at some point this season, right? Why not against Jacksonville? Devontae Adams, I know Waller's still kind of – he's going to play, but it's like, eh. But Josh Jacobs, again – big surprise in fantasy, so I'm going to go with the Raiders this week.
Yeah, we didn't give Josh Jacobs enough respect in the offseason, that's for sure. Fred, what say you, sir?
Record-wise, you think it's going to be a close game, but I'm going to go with the Raiders. They're 2-5, and they're 3 games behind Kansas City. They need this win really badly. So let's go, Raiders.
All right. Mikey, what say you?
Jaguars, money line.
All right. Mikey likes the Jag and the money line. Justin, what say you, sir?
Raiders. I think that last week was an asterisk. I think Derek Carr is not nearly as bad as he showed, and Devontae Adams kickstarts it this week. They have to win. They have to win, or they're packing their bags, and Josh McDaniels is leaving Las Vegas not a winner. So, I think the Raiders got to win this game.
Well, I'm not quite the lone wolf because Mikey said it as well, but Josh, get your resume freshened up. Oh, I'm the lone wolf this week. I like the Jags to pull off the upset today. Coming over from the West Coast to East Coast. Well, it's not really West Coast, but coming from the other side, coming here to Jacksonville, I think Jags got a little bit of something for them today. Did not like the Raiders look at all last week. I'm going to go with the Jags. All right, let's go to the game of the day. Brad alluded to it earlier. America's team, Miami Dolphins, they're going to Chicago to play the Bears. Dolphins lead the series 9-4. Last time they played was 2018. Dolphins won 31-28 in overtime. Dolphins are favored by 4.5, and the over-under is 46. Fred, what say you?
I'm going with Chicago. Going with the Bears. I think this is the upset special right here. I really do. I mean, one is so talented running the ball, and then you have one team, Miami, so talented throwing the ball. So, I mean, whoever gets the time of possession is going to win this game. I'm going with Chicago. I think they just get to kick it over by like a field goal or something.
Well, you're not wrong. It's a windy day today, so the running games could play a big factor. Let's go, Mikey. What say you?
You know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say Bears money line, Bears alternate spread -3. I think the Bears are going to steamroll the Dolphins today. It's going to be easy. You know what I'm saying? What are they going to do? Jalen Johnson is going to cover up Jalen Waddle like flies on shit. And are we worried about Tyreek Hill? No. Who? Don't care. We are ready. Chase Claypool over 23.5 yards and alternate spread.
We need the Bears
over 50 rushing yards. It's going to be the greatest game ever. Bears win by 36.
You're really going out there, Mikey, with the Chase Claypool over 23 yards. Get the fuck out of here, Justin. What say you?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this. You guys should have a Dunkin' Donuts bet on this one because this is already getting fun. This is better than most wrestling nowadays. I'm going to go with the Dolphins. At this point, the Dolphins just got more weapons. They've got a better defense. Mikey, it's nice that they finally took my advice and used Justin Fields as Lamar Jackson. But, you know, at the end of the day, Lamar Jackson still loses games because he has no weapons around him. So I am going to go with the Dolphins.
And Justin Fields is not Lamar Jackson. OJ, what say you, sir?
Man, after Mikey's speech, I want to change my pick. But no, I'm sticking with the Dolphins. I just think Tyreek Hill and I think Jalen Waddle is going to be too much for Chicago. And Justin Fields is not going to be – he doesn't have enough weapons to beat Miami. Just doesn't.
And Mikey just left me a great soundbite for next week. So I absolutely love
Bears it. Bears by 36.
Love that he said all that. We all like America's team, except Fred and Mikey, of course, going with the losers. Losers. All right, let's get the 4 o'clock. Justin, Seattle at Arizona. Seahawks lead the series 24-22-1. Last year, well, I'm sorry, they played just not too long ago on October 16th. Yeah. We talked about that. We thought it was going to be this big fantasy bonanza. Ended up not being so much. It was 19-9 Seahawks. Kenneth Walker was pretty much the biggest play of the day with 97 yards, a TD, 2 receptions, 13 yards. It was very limited offensively. You could tell from both sides. Cardinals are favored by 2 in this one, and the over-under is back up there at 59, so it's starting to get up there a little bit. But what say you, Justin? Who you like in this matchup?
Oh, I like the Cardinals in this matchup. I think the Cardinals are going to take back that W that they should have had a little while back. Didn't have DeAndre Hopkins. Now they have Hopkins. They're going to stretch out the field a little bit more with Rondale Moore, Zach Ertz. James Conner's coming back for whatever the hell that's worth. This is going to be a really – I think this is going to be a fantasy bonanza game. I think both quarterbacks are going to have good days, but I think the Arizona is going to pull this one out.
All right. It's going to be an interesting one for sure. Greg, what say you?
Man, I'm on the Geno train, baby. I'm going with the Seahawks. They look good. Kenneth Walker, you got Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. I'm just – and Geno. Going with Geno.
Comeback player of the year. Yes. Fred, what say you?
Man, this is a good game. Damn, I'm looking at the standings, how the NFC South and West have fallen. They just average. Sheesh. I'm going to go with Arizona. They're 2 games behind Seattle. If they have any chance to overtake them, they have to win this game. And that would make them 4-5 and Seattle 5-4. So I'm definitely going with Arizona and DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay. Big one there. Mikey, what say you? Who you like?
I love the Seahawks this game. I love the Seahawks. Got to take the Seahawks. Sorry, guys.
Mikey has been hitting our lone wolves up this week because Juice again and Mikey are the lone wolves on this one. We all like Cardinals except for our boys there. So check that one out. All right, let's go to the other game that we just talked about a little earlier, the Rams and the Bucks. Rams lead the series 19-9. Last time they played was in 2022. I guess that was last year. 30-27 was the score of the Rams. The Bucks are favored by 3, and the over-under in this one is 42.5. Greg, what say you? Who you like?
I went with the Bucks, man, but this is going to be – this game just has a whole weird vibe around it, right? But the Bucks, you would think on paper, they have the weapons. They got the GOAT. They got Fournette. This is the game for them to turn it around. I think Tom Brady finally got the divorce out the way so he can focus. So I'm going with the Bucks.
I like you, Fred. What say you?
I'm going with the – I don't want to get it wrong. I'm going with the Rams, okay?
You've been money all day today.
So okay, so the reason I'm going with the Rams, obviously, is I think there's a lot of turmoil in Tampa. I think it's really a pick'em game, to be honest with you. Either one could win, but the Rams, just like Arizona, they have to win to close the gap on Seattle, where Tampa Bay is really only one game out of first place behind Atlanta. So I think they both Atlanta and Tampa Bay loses today. I'm going with the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, the Rams need to keep pace more than the Bucks do.
Yeah, absolutely.
That NFC South is just woof. Mikey, what say you?
I'm taking the Bucks. Love the Bucks this week.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, they're going to be at home. It's going to be tough for sure for the Rams. What do you say, Justin?
Yeah, how the mighty have fallen. The last two Super Bowl champions here, they went all in on getting a title, and now they are looking like they'll be all out in a year. I'm going to go with the Bucks in this one. I still think that defense is way better than the Rams defense. And a little stat that I pulled up this past week was that the Rams have allowed the 5th most sacks, while the Buccaneers have caused the 4th most sacks. One team is really getting at it, and the other team can't defend shit. So I'm going to go with the Bucks on this
one. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting battle for sure. I'm with Fred on this. I like the Rams in this matchup. Just think it's one of that time, I guess, for them to step up in this division, take things over, I think, for the Rams to get back to their Super Bowl prominence. So there we are with that one. Let's go with the interesting one at night, the Titans at the Chiefs. Chiefs lead this series 30-25. Last time they played was last year, 27-3. The Titans won. Chiefs are favored by 12.5. I could not believe that. The over-under is 46. Titans, by the way, sneaky good this year. I couldn't believe it. I was looking at their record. I was like, man, just unreal how they've won games. I just didn't even notice. Fred, what do you say? Who do you like in this one?
I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. I know people think like I'm a Chiefs fan or something. Like, I pick them a lot, but
no, you're not. Quarterback.
But
a Cardinals fan.
And a Cardinals fan, right? But yo, honestly, this is a really good game because the potential playoff matchup. We haven't really focused too much on it. It could have been a big game in a week if we chose it to be. You got the KC and Tennessee both in first place. I just think I'm giving them the edge because they're at home, and KC's hell to play at home. So I'm definitely going Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I agree. This definitely could have been our game of the week for sure. Mikey, what say you? Who you like?
I want to go with the Chiefs, but I also want to hammer over 2 touchdowns for Derrick Henry.
Okay, if Henry's getting on the board for sure. Justin, what say you?
Chiefs.
All right, easy enough for Justin. Greg?
Chiefs. No Ryan Tannehill. It's going to be an ugly game.
I think he might play.
Much stomper.
Yeah, he's still a game time decision, but if he does go, I think the Chiefs will cover will not allow the Chiefs to cover the Titans anyway. Will be a decent play against that line, but you know, for the overall win, it's definitely the Chiefs for me. All right, let's finish it up with our Monday night matchup: Baltimore at New Orleans. Ravens lead the series 5-2. Last time they played was 2018. Saints won 24-23. Ravens are favored by 2, and the over-under is 47. Justin, what say you?
Yeah, you know, you wish you had all this information that you did before Jason asked for the pick-ems, like Mark Andrews and Gus Edwards being out. So now I'm stuck with it, but I'll still go with the Ravens in this game. I think it's going to be a battle of 2 teams that got no freaking weapons. Andy Dalton playing the Ravens again. I don't think he had very much fun playing him when he was in the division, so I don't think he'll have that much fun doing it this week. And, you know, Roquan Smith is back there now to try and help alleviate against Alvin Kamara. I'm going to go with the Ravens. I think Isaiah Likely has a good day. DeSean Jackson might show up for one of those DeSean Jackson weeks. We all know him, right? 2 touchdowns out of nowhere, and then he does nothing the rest of the season. Yeah, that could be a DFS pick right there. I'm gonna go with the Ravens in this one.
Yeah, you saw how Justin evolved that whole pick. He's like, I don't really like it, and then all of a sudden he just perked up. Yeah, that's right, I'm gonna go with the Ravens. I don't know, so I like how you evolved your analysis there. Greg, what say you? Who are you liking this one on Monday night?
Ravens, man, they got more weapons. I mean, like Justin said, they're both hurting. But I'm gonna go with Lamar, Likely, Devernay, and Drake. I just like them better than what New Orleans got.
Fred, what say you?
Same thing. Better player. You got the one of the best quarterbacks in the league. If he is the best, you have to play like the best, and you got to get this victory.
Mikey?
Yep, taking the Ravens. Love it.
I think Justin's point: if both of these teams have battle of teams with no weapons, let's go to the QB, and who's going to be able to make plays? It's definitely Lamar. So Nick's actually our lone wolf. He's going with the Saints on this particular matchup. We all like the Ravens on Monday night to play a decent game. All right, well, guys, it's Sunday morning. I hope that you got your nice clothes on because we got to hit church. And who better to serve us on Sunday Mass than Fantasy Jesus? Let us pray.
I'm here to save your fantasy rosters.
Good morning, TSS family, and welcome into the Week 9 Gospel of the Week. The 5 DFS picks that Fantasy Jesus has for you this week is 1 going to be Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers in the last 4 games has not thrown an interception to the Detroit Lions. That is really sad, and even worse is the Detroit Lions have a -5 differential in turnovers this year, meaning they are giving up the ball a lot more than taking it away. Load up on Aaron Rodgers this week in your DFS lineups. My running back this week is Travis Etienne. Coming off a big game against the Denver Broncos, he now gets another AFC West foe and the Las Vegas Raiders, who gave up 40 points to Alvin Kamara. that sounds like the holy grail of DFS picks for me this week. Lock in Alvin Kamara Jr., a.k.a. Travis Etienne. Sticking with that game. Davante Adams kind of had a weird week, didn't he? He was ill, and, you know, Derek Carr was playing more like his brother David Carr that week. So we are expecting, you know, maybe an uptrend this week. So look for Davante Adams to have a bigger week this week and be a bigger part of the game plan going forward and a must win for the Las Vegas Raiders. Sticking with the Packers, one of Aaron Rodgers' favorite weapons when it comes to the Detroit Lions has been Robert Tonyan. So how I told you that four-game stretch where Aaron Rodgers has not thrown an interception, he has also thrown a touchdown in every game to Robert Tonyan. Robert Tonyan, all you need at tight end is 12 points, and if Robert Tonyan can wheel in that touchdown this week, he could easily get you up to 15. So put Robert Tonyan in as a cheap DFS pick of the week. Finally, we're sticking with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Rams have allowed the fifth most sacks. So look for the Buccaneers to get to Matthew Stafford this week. I expect this to be a rough day for Matthew Stafford. That's all for the Gospel of the Week, and back to you, Kamish.
All right, let us pray. Fantasy Jesus, thank you so much. All right, guys, we're going to close it up. Enjoy Week 9 this week. It's going to be a lot of fun this week. Don't forget on Tuesday, check out the waiver wire again. It's getting clutch time down in the playoffs, so you got to tune in. Get to TSSFantasy.com. Hit that subscribe button and a notification button. We appreciate you guys, and we are out.
We're on a mission.
I don't think I can believe it.